Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gary, unfortunately.
Who would you rather be?
Yeah. Why, unfortunately?
Oh, it's been a fucking night.
That's also Mikus over there. The podcast is up on YouTube as well. Generally, it goes up. So Mikus is irresponsible for everything that happens behind the camera. Dave the Brit is also here. I don't think I've ever told you what his job is, but he edits and puts the full podcast and video up on YouTube. And they've also got Charlie on set here who, what's he do? He's sort of like background checks and makes sure that any outrageous claims we say on air are substantiated.
Usually they're not.
Yeah. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. Mikus had a nightmare last week, as you would have seen. If you watched the YouTube video, he assures us that we are actually recording, mainly on Skin this week. All three cameras pointed on Skin.
Very appreciated.
Yes. Just to make up for it. We got the chocolates. That's a win. Cody, start us off, please. What have you got?
Yeah, well, you guys have known me for a long time. You're obviously a lot longer than you know how tolerant a person I am, how positive a person I am. But that was certainly tested when I went out to dinner with the folks on Sunday night. It had nothing to do with them.
Oh, really?
No. So
Steve, because we haven't mentioned your dad, Steve, and he does a chat.
It involves dad. So dad and I, so it's just me, Kathleen, mum and dad. We went out to dinner, left the kids at home. Not by themselves, obviously. That'd be about as irresponsible as not turning on the camera for a podcast.
Yeah, righto.
No, so probably a bit more. But so dad and I went up to the bar, so we'll get a couple of beers, whatever. And we got stuck behind two people and they sort of really triggered my the biggest pet hate in my life, and that is slowness and inefficiency that causes pain and grief on others. So there was,
you've actually never mentioned that to us.
No, what? So there was six people at the table that were ordering, but two of them went up, which is fine. Like, you know, share the drink. So the order was a stubby of beer, a glass of beer out of the tap. There was two Cokes. This was the original order. Two Cokes, a lemonade, and a white wine. So nothing out of the ordinary.
Standard.
Pretty standard. Unfortunately, those six drinks had to be changed, every single one of them, while we were there. Actually, sorry, five of the six. The stubby of beer came perfect. It had to be mid-strength, though, because he was driving. the schooner of beer, the first problem ran out of beer on tap, so I had to change the keg. So instead of going back and sitting at the table, he said, "I don't know, I'll just wait here." And just waited in front of everyone. I'm sorry for testing. The two Cokes, the ladies who ordered the two Cokes came up actually and said, "Oh, can we actually change the Cokes to Diet Cokes?" So tipped out the Cokes and then poured the Diet Cokes in.
Oh, God.
The lemonade then got changed to a lemon lime bitters.
That makes sense.
And the real tip of the iceberg, they brought the white wine to the bar and I thought my hell was over. "Excuse me, can we actually put some ice in this white wine?" And at this point, I nearly kicked them. And just, yeah, it really put a damper on the four beers I had in about an hour on Sunday night.
Imagine how many you would have had.
Oh, fuck me.
If they weren't.
It was that slow. Instead of just ordering drinks, so dad and I just looked at each other and said, "Well, fuck it, we might as well order dinner while we're here."
But even though you know that I'm quite slow in my own right, the ordering thing does my head in. The other day at Cricket, Redlands Tigers Cricket Club, which is not known for its big crowds or massive waits or queues in line. And the time that this person chose to order was the tea break for first grade, where we've been fielding. It's quite hot.
You're hungry by then too.
You're quite hungry by
then. You've only got 20 minutes to work with as well.
20 minutes, yeah. 20 minutes to work with. So I've lined up. And the person in front of me, who was obviously not from the Redlands Tigers Cricket Club, they needed to establish every single item that was available for purchase. And meanwhile, I'm going like, I've just got my keeping gear off, so that's 5 minutes gone.
Yeah.
We go back out with 5 minutes to go. So yep. I've literally got 10 minutes.
You would have had to tell eight jokes in that time as well. There's another 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. This person's like, so do you have hot dogs? Yeah. Do they come with cheese? Oh, you can get cheese on it? Yeah. Well, actually, maybe it's a sausage roll. I feel like, oh my God. Get on with
next.
All I wanted was a toasty. Just hurry it up, please.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Any from you, Skin?
Yeah, something similar. I wasn't on such a tight deadline, but I found a problem.
You're never in a rush, are you, buddy? You're always on
pretty
fire.
Slow and steady individual. But I found a problem. I've been eating a lot of Guzman Gomez recently. Great people.
I've heard that.
Spent too much money there, but I found a problem with their franchise today. They've got, I wouldn't say they're particularly fast food like that. It takes a little while to cook and stuff like that, and they've got a drive-through.
Right.
And so I'm like pretty switched on. So I'll order through the app,
right?
Schedule it to be ready so I can just cruise on through the drive through, pick it up, keep moving. But apparently the two people in front of me today didn't have that same idea. So I scheduled my pickup for, you know, whatever it was, 10 past nine, and ended up getting out of the drive through at about like 9:40. Yeah, it was nice.
Got a nice. Can't help bad luck. Yeah.
Nah, that's right.
Now, cold burrito and a coffee could be troubles. It was perfect.
Oh, that was breakfast. What are you getting at Guzman's in breakfast?
A breakfast burrito.
Breakfast burrito.
What's in a breakfast burrito there?
Yeah, what do you get?
Two hash browns and then other burrito type of things. Normal people have scrambled eggs and cheese, but obviously no murderies for me. So, you know, just veggies.
Do you get rice on a burrito? Because like on a burrito you would get rice, but I assume rice and hash browns don't go great together.
No, not at breakfast time, I wouldn't have thought.
Right.
I love leftover curry for breakfast. Anyway, keep moving.
Yeah. That's a special pod coming up. This what Skin eats for breakfast.
I'm curious.
Yeah, that's right. Now, something else that actually is happening in Skin's life is a Prince Albert. And coming up in today's episode, we do get to chat to someone who has won, is the owner of a little Prince Albanese.
It's a weird tense. He's like the owner of us.
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like a Tamagotchi. Yeah. It's the owner of a prince. It's nice.
The old Norts.
And then Charlie and Dave have also teamed up to give us the Slogo game. They've got an edition of that prepared. So we will be playing against each other, Skin, Goaty, and I. But before we get to that, joke of the week. Joke of the week sent in. I mean, we get lots of them sent in. You can definitely voice record them on our website, which is www.wegotthechocolates.com.au. This one comes in from Genuinely Anonymous.
Strange name.
It is. And the segment is brought to you by Better Beer, who we obviously thank them for their wonderful support. We're having one right now. In fact, Skin's on
having
the zero.
More than one.
Delicious.
Cody's having more than one. Here's a joke from Anon.
A friend of mine, Andrew, the other day was telling me that he used to date a twin back in college. I said, oh, how'd you tell them apart? And he goes, it was pretty easy, really. Amy used to have these purple nails. Like, she always wear purple nail polish. And David had a cock.
Have you not heard that
you
before?
You look like you knew where that was going.
I've never heard that.
Went because
I've never heard that.
It is the best. Thank you, Anon.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thank you, Mikus. That was potentially funnier than the joke, but that's all right.
As per usual.
Yes.
A Mikus compilation.
Yeah. We also had a written one sent in from Jeff. He sent in
Was he wearing purple when he wrote this in, by any chance?
Wake up. Was he asleep?
Why are you so disappointed in us?
You love the Wiggles when you're a kid.
Actually, yeah, Jeff, great.
Oh,
bloke.
It's getting heavy rotation in my household at the moment.
The Wiggles.
Oh, my days.
Yeah. It was actually one of the backgrounds of Skin's camera angle last week because Mingus forgot to turn the camera off.
He was Emma.
Perfect. But yeah, so Jeff sent in a bunch of written jokes. I've picked my best two. What do you say to a hitchhiker with one leg? Hop in.
Good
Giggers.
That's good. That's very good.
Hop, because
now we got it, mate.
Kind of just sort of walking.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, nice. My grief counselor died today. He was so good, I didn't even care.
That's good. That's good.
Nice. It's not as good as hop in, but
okay.
But well done. You got to always rule of two, Skin. It's good. Actually, it's rule of three, isn't it? Where's your third one? No.
I had a third one before you told me this segment was getting too long.
No, you had four.
We had four.
And we told you to choose the right number.
Okay.
27.
Apologies.
Anyway, Skid, I think you've also got the next segment for us. You've had a chat with Goaty's friend Chad.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. As you know, we've been working the great man into our workflow more and more, old Chad GPT.
clarify, it is actually Chad GPT.
Chad GPT.
Goaty just calls him Chad.
Yeah.
Well, we don't often see him. Let's not get that blurred lines there.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Nice work, mate.
Well, that was good.
he's given us an idea for a segment that I wanted to run past you. Essentially, I'm going to read out news headlines. Mm-hmm. You're trying to tell me if they're fake or real. So they just sort of sound
outright.
You said
news headlines, didn't you? Because that could be a different... Yeah,
right. Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
No plastic surgery type of things.
Arrange mole.
Fake or real?
Yeah.
I thought you'd organise like
okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Segment. Of these, you know,
taking the podcast in a different way. A couple of Chris cans.
Okay. Yes. No. Strictly news headlines.
Right. Please clarify.
All right. Shall I get stuck in? The first one. Local zoo announces arrival of a rare albino gorilla.
Albino gorilla. Yeah, that's real.
The other side. I'll go. That's fake.
All right.
It was local to where? Oh, but you just told us it's fake, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, it was essentially fake. It was generated by ChatGPT, but there was
this guy's got all the ideas, doesn't he, this old mate?
But there was one albino gorilla ever known, only one known ever. It was named Snowflake, and it was kept in a zoo in Barcelona. It was captured in 1966. And stayed in a zoo in Barcelona until it died in 2003.
Actually reminds me of a fantasy football team I used to have called Leave My Barcelona.
Leave My Arcelona. Fucking hell, do the joke, but do it properly.
Okay,
so that's one. And then a 2013 study came out and said that Snowflake was albino because he was inbred. So,
oh.
There you go.
It's a weird plan. I thought he was in the zoo.
That is just quality. I didn't realize he was a baker's kid.
You can't teach that, Skin. We didn't even prepare that type of stuff.
Yeah,
because we'd had no idea what was happening.
Yeah, all right. Man survives attack by killing a mountain lion with his bare hands.
Real.
Fake. That's a real theme.
Yeah.
Oh, Migas, you're back.
Migas, any opinion?
I didn't really leave.
Oh, yeah. Is that camera still recording?
Do you think it's real or fake?
Ah, it's fake.
Okay. Nah, it's real. Colorado man in 2019 was jogging through the woods, heard a rustle behind him, turned around.
Oh, I thought his name was Steve.
So there was a witness.
Thank you. Very good.
But just fucking putting him on a tee for a second.
I love this segment.
It's got nothing to do with ChatGPT or whatever his name is.
ChatGPT.
JPT. Justice of the Peace.
Okay. But yeah, so they've interviewed this bloke after the event, right? He's in an interview with like all these scratches and cuts over him and says, I heard a rustle behind me. Steve. Yeah. So we got that far. And he said, yeah, I was pretty bummed out when I turned around and saw a mountain lion chasing me. Pretty bummed out.
What? This is a true story.
That's literally what he said. That was the quote. I was pretty bummed out.
Yeah. It's like
I think I'd be slightly more worried. But yeah, anyways, somehow he's managed to like fight it off and pin it down. He didn't have anything. Like he didn't have a weapon or anything. He pinned it down and choked it and survived somehow. So yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah, crazy.
Mm.
All right, third of four. Researchers develop a pill that gives humans night vision.
Nah.
Do you actually want night vision? Like, would you find night vision useful in your life?
No, I'm usually asleep by this time, so.
So no.
Probably not. No.
What do you actually do with night vision? You can just see things in the night.
Turn your headlights off, save a bit of power.
Oh, the greenies are really getting into it now.
Oh, no idea. It might be good for like stop the stadiums from turning the lights on if every like all players have night vision. Would that work?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we just save a bunch of power. Brilliant.
That's actually a good way to go.
Anyway, it's false. Yeah, it's got to be false.
Okay, yeah, so it is definitely false. Yeah. But a 2019 article, I think that was the University of Massachusetts, found an injection that they managed to improve the vision in mice at nighttime. Mm-hmm. They got, because obviously there's only like so many, there's like this, I think it's like 400 to 700 nanometers is like the wavelength that we can see, and mice would be similar. And they've got some like nanoparticle that gets excited by infrared light, emits green light, and they've managed to attach that to the receptors in the mouse's eyes. And then they've run this bunch of tests to see if it works, basically by shining this infrared light and seeing if the mouse would respond to it, and only the ones with the injection did.
My mouse normally works when I plug it into the computer.
Mine's Bluetooth.
No, it's red, isn't it?
So, wait, was that real or fake? No, fuck no.
So the headline was fake. That was just interesting.
So the headline was fake, but the story attached was real.
Right, yeah. So because the headline was about humans. I was just giving you a bit of back on some research about mice.
So if the headline had said mice have more night vision.
That would have been true.
No, but not night vision, just like
slightly better vision.
Better wavelength.
Let's go over it again.
Yeah, anyway. I'll tell that one again.
But anyway.
We've already lost. I don't know what suburb I'm in. Give us your fourth one.
Okay.
Make it your best.
Fourth and final. Man dies from eating too much licorice.
I'll go real.
No, I kind of want to say real too.
I was going to say that's real. Fine.
You can say.
Oh, we all say real. Yeah,
all right.
I'll go false.
Okay.
Mikus, you're wrong.
No, I said true.
Suck at this guy.
Yeah, no, it was real. 2019, a 54-year-old man had a heart attack. He'd been eating two large bags of licorice every day for 3 weeks.
For what reason?
I don't know. I assume he really liked it.
Well, it'd be a strange thing to do if he didn't.
Punishing him.
You idiot.
Oh, gosh, I'm in licorice all sorts here.
And then, so. Oh, yeah, very good.
Thanks.
So, medical providers determined that the heart attack was caused by extremely low levels of potassium, which is caused by the consumption of some acid that's in licorice, right? And they said. He's otherwise healthy, and we found no other clear cause for the heart attack. And I don't want to say that I know more than the experts, but they went on to say he had a generally poor diet, smoked a packet of cigarettes a day, and collapsed eating lunch at a fast food restaurant.
So, no, it was the licorice.
No, it was the licorice.
So, yeah, there you go.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, Cody, I've got something for you. I wanted to specifically get your opinion. Obviously, Skin, you're invited as well. Mikus, yeah, you can also... You're on mute.
Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, keep going. I saw on the weekend Reece Walsh and Edgerman in the Broncos game in the NRL in Australia here. They were playing against, who did they play against?
St. Merge.
St. Merge. St. George, Illawalla.
Where's Illawalla?
I think that's in New South Wales somewhere. Anyway, playing against them, the Dragons, we'll say.
Yep.
And scored a try and celebration, like pointing to the ground, and I didn't really know what it meant at the time, but then I saw an article today that was explaining, Ezra Mann was explaining that was, they both did the celebration because they were saying to the Dolphins, who they play this week coming, that this is our, well, not this is our house. That's what the headline said. This is our house. But they were saying basically, this is Suncorp Stadium is our home ground. And I wanted to get your thoughts on.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. Yes, the Brisbane team gets to play in Suncorp Stadium. That's really strange, isn't it?
Just on how you see celebrations, like, but just like that, I guess, as a general rule.
Yeah, I quite like, so I don't mind, like, celebrations in a drill, as long as like original and stuff like that. But like something like that for me, like, and I'm just trying so hard to take my Broncos hate bias out of this, but it's really hard to.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry. I'm pleased you identified it.
What do you got against the Broncos?
Oh, the fact that they get everything going their way, honestly.
So Goaty is a South Sydney Rabbitohs fan, just in case you don't know.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, but I assumed that meant you didn't like any of the other clubs.
Particularly the Broncos.
Okay.
Just the, not so much anymore, but like, you know, back when we were like teenagers, like the arrogance of watching the Broncos, like the fact they play fucking 20 out of 24 games at Suncorp, it appears.
Well, that's because it's their home ground.
It's their home ground. But unfortunately, they play three of every four there. So where most teams have to travel, like New Zealand, like didn't play fucking a home game in 2 years. They played 9 games at Mount Smart this year. Broncos don't leave Queensland 9 times.
No.
That's okay. Fair, isn't it? That makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway.
but the home thing, you're not really. I mean, I just find that weird. Like, this is our home ground. So, yeah, well, yeah. Other people home ground as well.
The Reds play there tomorrow, actually. Yeah. The Raw play here yesterday.
Ed Sheeran's home ground.
Yeah.
He's been there.
That is definitely an away game for Ed Sheeran.
No.
He's played more at Suncorp Skin.
Yeah, it's so different. So, like, Canberra played at Belmore on the weekend. Like, if Karaz like scored a try and said, so this is our ground. So yeah, it is. No one else plays at Belmore Sports Ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. So that's like proper. This is our home.
Yeah. We're thinking way too much into it as well. But no. Good celebrations are good celebrations. Yeah. Like, I think Skinny had something later about the NFL. The choreographed celebrations. I don't rate any of those sort of stuff. I don't reckon.
You don't?
Nah. I'm not a fan.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as people doing I remember like the tin ball.
Ten pin bowling.
Yeah. There was a song by Kesha. No, that was Timber.
That was Timber.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's also what you build your house with.
Yeah.
Ten pin bowling ones and stuff like that. And like the grenade throwing and stuff. I remember those type of ones. But we're talking like proper choreographed, like Remember the Titans style. Everywhere we go.
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially the stuff you're talking about is like a group of players choreographing something, but yeah, a few of them.
I like the word choreographing. Yeah. It sounds very formal.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but just, you didn't make up the word. Yeah. I'm just...
But yeah, no, plenty of them were obviously like dancers and stuff as well. I think like one of the...
What? What? You just said that like it was a throwaway line. Yeah. No.
The running backs were also dancers.
Is that what you said? Every NFL player has also just happened to be a backup dancer for J-Lo.
No, not the players are dancers.
Oh.
Some of the celebrations were dancers.
Oh, right. That makes a lot more sense. It's like,
what is wrong with you two? No,
wasn't us. I can't wait to go back and listen to that audio.
You said they were dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what I said, but how can you misinterpret that? Obviously, some of the celebrations were dancers.
Yeah. We thought like some of the celebrators were dancers.
We genuinely thought you had Chris Brown and Usher.
Oh, catch this. Oh, it's Jay-Z on the wing.
I don't think Jay-Z was a great dancer.
Why the hell is Michael Jackson moonwalking?
I want to look up Jay-Z's dance moves.
3-year contract.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
I've got to watch more NFL.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. So, I don't know where to go from
you
there.
Lost.
I'm rattled. But yeah, celebrations got pretty out of hand in the NFL. And like, I think it was 2006, they brought in heaps of like really strict rules, just essentially ruling out all celebrations after touchdowns. I think it's been relaxed a fair bit now since 2017. But yeah, I don't really understand what the problem is apart from like if it's waste time or something. I don't really get what the issue is or why you would.
Well, I think the thing is with NFL games, they already last about 8 hours. So yeah. I think adding an extra 3:90 to like run it by Chris Brown in the end zone. Can't even fucking see the nightly news and the game started at 8 a.m. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay. No, I see the problem. And like they ruled out props and stuff. I was watching.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You're saying that that's like a weird thing. So of course I should rule out props.
Yeah, no, I agree with
you. Usually let people that drive cars in and then they bring groups.
Why the hell did that hot air balloon come on the stadium?
No, I agree with the ruling out props. That's what I was going to say.
That's the line you draw.
What do you mean? I don't really have a reason for why you should, like, why you shouldn't be allowed to use props. I can't even. What, like, give me a reason why, other than
because they're playing fucking football. This isn't a circus act.
But like, other than it's weird, like, there's no.
So, like, the trainer runs out instead of running a drink bottle, he runs out fucking three hula hoops.
No, but okay, but so this video that I saw today. This bloke had hid a mobile phone under the padding on the goalpost.
Why?
I don't know. And so he scored a touchdown, ran over, picked up the mobile phone, and started using that in his celebration. Like, I don't know what message that's sending. Like, he's,
no, he's calling. No,
I don't know what who he was supposedly calling, but yeah. Anyway, so
his bookie probably.
Holy heck.
So the summary is skin's
fine with touchdowns. Ann's okay with props. And not front rowers.
He's fine with Shakira being linebacker. Yeah. And he also wants to allow time for everyone to put a costume on and bring in fake trees for the celebration.
They're doing a fucking nativity scene.
Okay.
Guys, we went through this. We rehearsed these lines.
You've completely taken everything I said.
No, that's unlike us. We've never done that.
Everything you just said, I said. I never said.
Oh, okay. No, I disagree.
That is not my stance on that at all.
It's their stance, though, after their dance.
Completely misrepresented.
Can I get your stance on something else?
Please. Yes, let's move on.
I also read an article today about Kyle. There was a Super League player, I think. Super League, rugby league as well, isn't it? But Kyle Armour, we think his name was. Pretty strong character from all reports.
Usually when he gets hit when people run into each other.
It's good.
Yep.
He's actually got a brother named Under. Under, yeah.
Very good. No, but it's not spelled Armour. It's A-M-O-R.
So what are you saying? That is
I'm saying it's a more.
Oh, so don't do any more of those. Is that what you're saying?
What do you say?
I was going to say I had a brother called a little less. Or
not bad. Like that. Not
well, maybe potentially it's a moray.
Yeah. Because,
You know, when you're swimming in a creek and an eel bites your cheek, that's a moray. What's the article? I can't even
remember. Who cares? Doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, no, he hates team songs. Yeah. He hates team songs. He reckons they're childish. But what was his direct quote?
When he bangs the esky in the team song, does he use his left or his right Under Armour?
What? How would you bang something with your underarm?
Doesn't matter.
He's got a stick under
his esky.
You see, the thing is with these jokes, they don't have to make sense, Skin.
Skin, and trust, you should be fine with it because if someone brought out an esky lid in an NFL game, celebration, you'd be fine.
He actually he dug it up.
But team songs, must or dust?
Must if they're good. Don't like them televised on TV.
Oh, you don't want to see the footage?
No.
No, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's good sense.
I think that's an internal thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skin, you're a song, you like the song?
I get around it, yeah.
Team song.
I'm happy with the team song.
I'll say something and I'll be like self-indulgent. When I did the 13th and 14th man, the game that Marnus took that fucking one-hand catch when we were subfielding. So like I actually subfielded that game as well, but Marnus took all the glory as per usual.
He was the one that took the
catch. Yeah, damn all these fucking 50 test hundreds and glory hunter. Ran me out, cost me a gig. Anyway.
In the Australian team.
No, yeah, anyway. So that was cool. We got to sing the Australian team song when we were doing the sub.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
See that, but you never get to see that. That's rarely televised.
I like that. All right, it's good. I had an absolute skin for that.
I don't even know if I've heard the Australian cricket team
under
song.
Under the Southern Cross. I stand.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I just don't get Kyle Amore's issue. Amore's issue with team songs. Like, why would you pick up? How does that even come up? Why would you pick on? Look at these 11 blokes having a good time after they've just won celebrating. Yeah. I've got something to say about that. Like,
Wouldn't you be like more annoyed by like
Amore Maud?
You'd just be more annoyed by like losing games, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to win?
Yeah, you would think.
And if people sing a song, then no big deal. I wouldn't thought. Oh, I like singing.
Can I just say, like, the only thing pro his argument is, and I saw someone in the like Twitter thread that he wrote this in or whatever, sort of said that they should be saved for finals, like when you win a flag or something like that. they definitely are a lot better.
I feel like you need to practice them though.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay. Yeah. But the team songs always feel better if you've just won, like even a semi. I'd get like a semi, which I wouldn't know about.
Oh, God. Oh,
do you like it that much? Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't get that excited when we sung them.
I think I need to swap stage with Mikus and be on mute.
Now, if you're a first-time listener to the We Got the Chocolates podcast, welcome. Obviously, thank you very much for being here. But secondly, just a quick piece of... I shouldn't say piece, given what's coming up. I shouldn't say coming up. A couple of weeks ago, I think it was episode 170, Skin lost probably the worst odds game you could possibly lose.
Yep.
Maybe not for everyone, but Skin's starting to come around to it, I think. Anyway, basically, we asked him what are the odds of him getting a Prince Albert. And Gody, we're just on a podcast over here if you can. and we asked him what the odds of getting a Prince Albert are, and he said 1 in 50. We both said 27. Yep. And now there's a lot of people out there that are very invested in this journey of Skin getting a Prince Albert. Yep. He was waiting for cricket season to finish. It now has, I think, on the weekend.
Yep. We got dusted in the semi-final.
You got blocked out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we ended up getting properly dusted with lost, not just drawn. But anyways, that's
story.
Yeah, probably not relevant. Yeah.
Anyway, the key thing here is Skin has to get a Prince Albert. Yeah. And so we spoke to someone today that we thought, well, he actually commented on a YouTube video saying, hey guys, if you need anyone to speak to about having one, I've had one for 15 years, more than happy to have a chat to you. His name was Ethan and we spoke to him today. This is how it went. We've got Ethan on the phone joining us, and the reason that Ethan is joining us is because he is the owner of a Prince Albert. He has one, has had for a long time, Skin, which I know is a particular area of interest for you at the moment, you might say.
Yep. Yep. I've been doing some research into him recently, unfortunately. Yeah.
And so we do have Ethan on the phone, but mainly as like a sounding board for you, I guess, to ask a few questions of someone that actually does possess one, would you say?
Yeah. Sounds like a player.
So, Ethan, have we got you there, mate?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. How are you doing today?
Very, very well, thank you. And Skin is incredibly happy to be speaking to you, that's for sure. And I thought I might – I know he's going to have more questions than what I have, but just to get us started, because I know Skin feels a little bit nervous about this whole process, can I ask what inspired you to get one, Ethan?
Certainly. A bit of an interesting story from my youth. Because I've had it for about 15 years now. Whenever I was deeply, deeply in love with my ex-fiance, she was going to leave me at the time for, you know, the typical bad boy, piercings, long border, all that stuff. And I thought, well, if you want a bad boy, wait until you see what I get pierced. So I was just like, I'm gonna do this.
And Ethan, okay. That didn't win her back?
It won her back for a trial run. But I don't think it didn't last, let's say.
Okay, gotcha.
Unlike the piercing, which has lasted.
So she had a somewhat positive reaction to it then. Is that right?
From my experience, especially over the years and especially when I'm single, there's very many a female that is interested and at least wants to give it a go.
Okay. All right.
That's positive news for you, Skin.
Yeah, interesting to know. Yeah.
Unfortunately, your fiance is not one of those people.
that's my issue. I have one lady and she is quite mortified by the idea. So we shall see how that goes.
If it does help, you can say, well, it can come with attachments.
Sorry?
Wait. I'm not sure that I A, understand or B, want to understand what you mean by that.
What would you attach to?
Do you guys know much about piercings in general?
No, not at all.
No. I mean, I've had my eyebrow pierced once before at school.
Well, they make vibrating tongue rings.
Holy Moses.
Well, you can see how that might be applicable in that situation. All right,
okay. Yeah, you've broken that down really nicely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I think what I'm realizing here is I have not done nearly enough homework. So that's part of why we're chatting to you about it. But I guess the main question that I'm trying to answer that I've, what I've been looking so far is essentially how much is it going to hurt? And how likely is it that it could get infected?
To start with the infection part, it won't get infected as long as you obviously keep yourself clean.
Okay.
And you're not allowed to do anything fun for at least 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because no cricket for 3 weeks.
It's got to heal.
Okay. Yep. Understood.
As they said to me whenever I got it is, you're sterile to yourself. So you can go to the bathroom and stuff without worries, but you're not sterile from other people. Right. So you don't want to be mixing fluids.
Okay, gotcha.
In that state.
All right.
Now, to get to the pain part of it,
yep.
The process with just the Prince Albert is it goes into your urethra in the tip and out the bottom.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So I will tell you that the initial push isn't that bad.
Ooh. What comes after the initial push? But,
the exit.
But after the initial push, just like tragus piercings and stuff, there's cartilage in the bottom of your instrument. So they have to push the needle through that cartilage. And you will hear an audible crack when it happens.
No. Yuck. Oh,
and that's more what'll get you.
Okay. Why would that happen? Okay, that leads me to the other question. Is whatever that crack is that permanent or is this like, will this heal up?
So it depends on the person at the end of the day. A lot of people, they get a piercing. If you take it out, it'll heal eventually, maybe leave a scar. That's it.
Okay.
For mine didn't heal. Well, I should say it healed, but it'll never close. So that's why I've had it for so long, because I can put it in and out whenever I want without a problem.
Right. Gotcha.
Holy heck.
Okay.
So that's kind of up to you and your individual.
I am so intrigued. Ethan, I know one question Skin had was about going to the toilet. Does it have any impact there? Like, I know Skin, because he's, you know, probably a bit negative mindset about this, he's picturing like one of those recorders that we used to play in primary school to a practice hot cross bun.
Yeah, right, of course. But I mean, you get a good C note out of it. But
if you've got a permanent hole in your urethra, is that not leaky? Fuck of a better word.
So it can be. The issue is what kind of jewelry you have in it.
One of those vibrating ones.
And how you handle yourself. Yeah, one of those vibrating ones.
Okay.
So you know how sometimes when you get up in the morning, you got to go to the bathroom and it kind of goes everywhere because of whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Your life moving forward.
Okay. Oh,
unless you get a certain piercing.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
So you can just sit down.
Yeah. Well, I get in trouble for that all the time. As this. That's without a piercing.
Yeah, right. So that doesn't change anything, I suppose. Yeah. Play on.
Okay, Skip, we've got time for one more question. I think your question was around potentially interstate travel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Something I hadn't considered at all, but people quickly brought to my attention is how do you go getting through an airport with a chunk of metal sort of there?
Step this way, sir. We're going to have to just warm that down.
Yeah, so luckily, as I'm an expert in piercings, I also do security. So the issue isn't really an issue because A, it depends on how much metal's in one place.
Okay.
And how dense the metal is. And because you're using surgical steel, it won't go off. Unless you got like a keychain on it, then if it jingles,
Maybe that's my style.
Hey, whatever works for you.
Yeah, okay. All right, brilliant. Well, that's very informative. Thank you, mate.
I would say we've done nearly, 175 episodes of the podcast. I'd say this is the most informed I've ever felt, Ethan. So
most educational, for sure.
Certainly the most educational. So thank you so much.
Can I just say, Steve, are you feeling better or worse now?
I think worse.
Yeah. I would be.
Which is interesting because I feel better somehow.
I appreciate your effort, Ethan, but you've not comforted me at all.
No.
If it does help after it's healed, it does feel like somebody's playing with the tip of your junk on a consistent basis.
Well, that'd help, Skin.
Whenever you're walking.
Just to let you know, every time you've said if it does help, it hasn't helped.
I'm just trying to be straight.
Oh, God.
I hope this skin's got something that can stay straight after this whole experience.
There you go.
Ethan, you have been magnificent to speak to, mate. We appreciate your expertise in this area. We couldn't have thought of anyone better. So thank you so much for making your debut on the We Got the Chocolates podcast. And we'll send you a couple of photos in a couple of weeks' time.
I appreciate it. As long as they're signed.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Now, this is a game that we have played once before on the podcast, and it was a raging success. God says accepts, Cody. And it is called the Slogo game. Well, that's what you're called, isn't it, Cody? Mm-hmm. The Slogo game, which basically we just have to guess what slogan belongs to which company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about I explain that? Cody, myself, and Skin playing against each other. The buzzers are, mine will be Hummer. Skin, your buzzer is?
Albert.
Albert, and go to yours is Batface.
That's nice.
That's because you always got to keep it open.
It's great.
Very simple game. Charlie, who is also on the microphone now. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you for having me.
He has organized the slogans that we're about to hear, and he knows the companies to which they belong. If you buzz in, you do have to answer. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, though, in this game, you lose a point.
Tricky.
So a little bit of, yes, mathematics involved. So not only speed, but accuracy.
Okay.
Very important. Similar to Goaty's bowling back in the day.
Fast bouncer.
That's right. All right. So, Charlie, you ready to go?
Ready.
You've loaded the sounds up. The Slogo game. We don't yet have a jingle, unfortunately.
Devastating.
Work on that, Goaty, please.
Yep.
Just press the edit button.
All right. What am I playing, Charlie? Number one?
Go for it. Number one.
Here we go. Taste the rainbow.
Bat that pace.
Yes. That is Batface. Cody.
Skittles.
Woohoo. Hey, there are Skittles in there. What's that from?
Is that from? You going to do a little.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. There you go.
And the button. Nice.
This is really annoying. I've got to go between page 2 and page 5. I mean, honestly.
And it's nearly like you've had all day to work this out.
I just did not get paid enough for this. His fingers. I mean, his runs and catches I took on the weekend.
You fucking patted it back.
Goaty leads 1-0. I'm playing number 2.
Number 2.
Okay.
It's French for yum.
Petit Team Yum yogurt from Yoplait.
There we go. He got it in there.
Yep, I was getting that wrong.
First thing you said?
Petit Team Yum. They're like the little baby yogurts.
They're like the option.
Yeah.
The company from is Yoplait.
You know Charlie was meant to organise these, not you. You know every answer already. I haven't even been able to say my buzzer yet. I forget what it is, actually. What was mine?
Give it a test, mate.
Hummer. Hummer. Come here. All right, I'm ready. Number 3. Here it goes.
Wouldn't be without them, would you?
Batface.
Frick.
What is this?
R-A-C-Q.
You guys stink.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This is...
Have you two genuinely not known any of them?
Nah.
You've known a couple of them.
I would have gotten Skittles about 10 minutes too late.
Yeah. I would have gotten an RSEQ if you gave me 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Flat battery. Watch out.
I was definitely going to say Pringles instead of Yoplait, so I'm glad I didn't get the buzzer in there.
French for yum.
I don't know why I said that.
It's Pringles French.
All that with the fish out of my mouth.
Man, stop trying to get sponsors.
Have we got another one?
I will not stop trying to get sponsors.
This one has a few back-to-back. Number 2.
Back-to-back.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Bring it on.
Bring it on!
Bring it on.
I mean, that's quite generic, to bring it on. I know it's obviously a wonderful movie franchise.
Play it again.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Albert.
Oh.
I want to say.
Prince Albert.
I'll throw Batface in there if when he gets it wrong.
Yeah, thanks, because I'm getting it wrong. Yeah. I feel like it's got to be an ad for like a Ute or something, so I'm going to say Toyota Hilux.
Can you give him a big X on that one?
Yeah, great.
That's it's oh, what a feeling for Toyota. Mm-hmm.
Know, yeah.
So. Sorry.
So you're a negative one there.
Perfect.
Skin. I'm going to say Ice Break.
Well done.
Are
no,
you kidding
well
me?
Done.
No. I don't even drink that shit either. I mean, they're wonderful people.
That is a joke.
Okay. What do you want? That's four.
Oh,
that's
four nil negative one. Oh, it could be nude if you two don't get it and I get five blot. It's nude. It's a penalty shootout.
Nah, it's not going to happen. I'll start trying this one. Here we go. Number five.
Oh, Albert.
Hummer.
The best a man can get.
Oh, okay. Well, bat face. When you two get it wrong,
you
I'll
said
get
Albert. And
yeah,
skin
I said Albert. Gillette.
Nice.
Oh, you've brought an even donut there, mate.
Gets me back to 4-0-0.
I'm so glad I didn't get in first because I was going to say Rexona. I hum at that game. That's why I'm a
That explains the buzzer. Yeah.
I was worried they were going to be too easy, but apparently just for Goaty.
It was too easy for Goaty.
Yeah. Yeah, they were good. They were actually really, really good. A nice level.
Yeah.
I think the next game well you should together. Choose five slogans of companies that we can see the logo of in this room.
You'll still get them wrong.
Otherwise, I'm screwed. Yeah. Well done, Goaty. That's fantastic. Very good effort by you. Who is leading you in for tweets?
I'm happy to.
You
I
put
found
it in
it.
You
chucked it in there.
Actually, and the tweet as well.
Okay.
On the buttons I've picked up. Trying to work this out.
I think it's here.
How does a red-headed male orgasm? Alone.
that's not Twitter.
That's not the right part.
Sorry.
That's wrong anyway.
not a memoir.
All right, what's
okay,
the tweet?
Much better, yeah. All right, so the tweet this week comes from Tom. He's replying to an article from The Times, I think. He says, my granddad's 75 next year. He didn't fight in two world wars to see this silliness. Bob replies, the First World War was more than 100 years ago. How did your grandfather fight in that? He said he didn't fight. I just said that. I literally just said that.
Oh, that's perfect. Alrighty-o, that's another episode of the Week of the Chockets podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockets crew and get around us or get in touch on the website or at the socials.
Yep, the website's wegotthechocolates.com.au. We've got a little voice recording thing on our contact page if you'd like to potentially hear yourself on an episode, or just a submission box as well if you want to write into us. If you've got anything podcast specific, you can also go to our email, hello@wegotthechocolates.com.au, and then we're on all the socials. We should just be We Got The Chocolates.
We Got The Chocolates.
Trying to get people to YouTube if you want to go have a look there. Check out a jokes video or the video of the episode if you're listening.
As well as YouTube, throw us a rating and review on Apple and Spotify because we're flying up the charts. Slowly, but getting there.
You say flying.
You say flying. We're
crawling. But
hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, perfect. Remember, well, just a massive thank you for listening. We love making this, and we're very glad that you do listen. We will speak to you again this time next week. Remember that if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Thomas.